took a walk last weekend and didn't come back till November. I never thought you'd up and make a new friend. I never thought you'd make me surrender. I see you got a couple kids so cute. Are you sure that they his? They so you, so me. I don't mean to oppose it, but we need to make a phone call. Maury Povich, huh? Huh? They walk like, talk like men in the mirror like they ready for the spotlight. Yeah, I took a break, but this is hip-hop. It's never too late for a pit stop. Mrs. Bixby, have you missed me? I'm back from a trip beyond. And I heard your husband thought that we wasn't. I'm leaving with you in my arms. Hello. Got love for your new children. Awards from the honor roll, cause they so gifted. Now do that not remind you of our love? We built a brick house. Niggas copy everything.
All right, good morning. You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasted out of unceded Musqueam territories. My name is Simon Armstrong, and I'm here, as usual, with...
Alex Biron.
And...
Gavin Clarkson.
And this is the Vancouverite Morning Talk Radio Entertainment Comedy Radio Show.
Shout out Taylor.
Why?
Who's that? New listener.
New listener?
Yes.
Oh, it's more than Stuart now.
It's always been more than Stuart.
Well, if Stuart's listening, if Taylor, if you're listening, call. You can always call in. 604 UBC CITR. We have other reasons why people should call in, right?
Absolutely. We have an amazing...
Kicking off today, right?
Yeah.
What is it?
The Fun Drive.
What is that?
It's a fundraiser, and I am tired, but we have some great prizes to give away.
Uh-huh.
Comedy Mix, the Vancouver Comedy Club, premier comedy club. Yes. It's a great place.
Oh, it's lovely.
Comedy, 6 days a week, multiple weekend shows.
Yeah.
We have tickets to give away. We've got two little things going on.
Okay.
If you want to head down.
Little. They're huge.
Yeah, well, they're little. They're small tickets.
Okay.
If you want to head down to the mix.
I mean, why would you want them, right?
Size
doesn't matter, Simon.
We've got.
I know that.
They're practically sized.
Personally.
You and a guest. I mean, why would you turn your phone off? That's fine. You and a guest.
Yep. Yes, okay.
$40 value.
All right.
$20 minimum donation.
Okay.
To CITR,
yes.
Which all goes to our great volunteers, and training this year is the theme.
But Alex, so, I forgot the phone number. What do I call?
604
okay.
UBC CITR.
That's it.
And you can pledge. You've still got time.
Uh-huh.
There's only 8 of those available, and then there's 2 bigger packs where for $50, you can also come on our podcast and say whatever you want.
No.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, I mean, I will mention that our podcast is uncensored. So if you like our tomfoolery on this radio show, you'll certainly love the uncensored
something
stuff.
Beyond PG-13.
Oh.
Oh my.
Yeah.
Whatever you can, we'll give you an open forum. You can say whatever you want. We will promote it, and included in that price is a ticket. Yeah. So after you get
it's a
all that
dangerous under- thing to.
Yeah.
Put it out there, but
that is a very cool prize.
I like it. Yeah,
you like it, right?
Yeah. I love that prize.
Because
yeah.
What is that worth
I love that.
To one man? $50? Yeah. I mean, do
the
we want to
shout
find
in
out?
The dark and have it recorded?
Yeah. I like making promises I'll regret later.
Yeah.
And
I like letting you make promises that I'll regret later.
It would only go well. It would only go well. The kind of person that would pay to shout on a podcast would be the best kind of person.
I mean, we do it for free.
Exactly.
So.
And we'll cover all the costs, and then you'll get a great night of comedy out of that. So
excellent.
It's win-win.
All that money goes to keeping CITR running. They got great new studios.
We don't keep a cent.
No. We wouldn't want to either.
No.
No.
We do this for the love.
Although, if you'd like to, we do have a PayPal, and you can send us money. It's 604podcast@gmail.com. Speaking of our podcast, we actually just recorded an episode, 2 days ago? That was so – well, 2 episodes, I guess, technically.
Yeah.
We did it all in one chunk. It was like 2 hours of recording. It
was
so
a blur.
Funny. It was so fun to
you
do
like
that.
That one?
It was so good. I had such a great
did that
time.
Rejuvenate your creative
– they were never needing rejuvenation, but yes, it did.
Who were the guests?
We had Devin Alexander.
Oh, terrific.
And Eric Dakwitz, who is a fantastic young chap.
Yes.
Who comes in and willingly takes a beating.
It was one of the best – episodes
yeah,
ever.
Yeah, absolutely. I haven't edited it yet, but I'm going to do it today, and it's going to be up there. So all you sweethearts out there in your cars right now, you can, as soon as you're done work, when you're home, and
give us a little preview of some of the things we covered.
Oh, well, Eric is he's a timid, you know, but a nice man, and he got a Tinder date, and it went about as well as a Tinder date can.
Yes.
If you know what I'm getting at.
Oh, wow.
And, yeah, it involved a deep cut of the Black Keys, a vinyl record, and, I don't think
they
even listened to it.
Yeah, that was one part of something. Do you remember we talked about some medication I've been taking?
Yes.
For, what was it again?
Hair loss.
Hair loss. Do you remember some of the side effects that I had been talking about?
Yes. Also related to the same thing that Eric went through, but maybe
in the other direction.
In the other direction, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lack of ability to perform and death, I think, is probably a...
Penile shrinkage. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, and you can hear all
I don't have a lot of extra dick.
No, you don't. But yeah, if you want to hear that, it's an amazing episode. Check our iTunes today or tomorrow. It's Vancouver, right? ? On iTunes. And we also have a wide catalog of other episodes. I think we're up to like 80 or something.
We put punctuation in the name. So every sentence I ever sent.
We're arrogant.
Right?
Yeah. Huh? We really are.
I mean, why would it matter that there's already another show in Vancouver called Vancouver, right? It's spelled differently. That's fine. We are here with Gavin Clarkson, as always.
Yep. And, as regular, for sure.
I've got an idea, guys, because I was listening to a talk show on my way over here, an advice show, a really funny advice show, and it reminded me of some of the movies that I've watched, one of which was 13 Assassins.
Okay.
And I realized
that's a good movie.
Before I stopped smoking weed, I was watching movies a lot, because watching movies is fun when you're stoned.
Absolutely.
I hated it.
But not all the time. And that's what this bit is all about, guys.
Yeah, it really isn't. Yeah.
It's that some of the worst movies to watch while under the influence of marijuana. Yeah. And two really jump out as the worst I've experienced.
Okay.
And stand tall above the others. 13 Assassins, because that movie is all men being cut.
Yes.
I have not seen it, but it sounds like a cutty kind of movie.
It's awesome movie, but it's very visual. It's got that Japanese gore, which they're very...
Nice. Yes, dude!
It's like, the camera never moves from the cutting, you know?
Yeah.
It's just very like...
Yeah, like this super blood spray, like super blood pressure.
Are you ready to die?
There's a scene with
speak
a...
Japanese.
Yeah, well. That's the dubbed version you're watching. There's a scene with a woman, I think her limbs are cut off or
that's
something.
That's right.
And, it's very brutal. So you watched that one stoned?
Historically accurate.
Yeah,
Looked into that.
Ooh.
So that was cool.
That one stuck with you.
But that's still in second place.
What's in first place?
Let's save that for a bit. I'll let you know in a bit the number one worst movie to watch.
All right. Stay tuned, everybody. That's a little tease for you. Yeah. What about you, Gavin? You got any movies that you've watched stoned or otherwise?
I wouldn't. That's why I hate doing them, because I don't keep track of what the hell is going on at all.
Like,
I could be, I don't know if I'm watching like Up or a Quentin Tarantino movie. Like, it all blends together for me, and I have no idea.
Is this Toy Story or Reservoir Dogs? I have no idea.
They're all in a room together talking. They could be the same movie.
Movies get too real for me. Like, I sit there and go like, whoa, man, this is real. This is my life that's happening. This director knew exactly what was up. And then I just think about all the problems in my life. And
what movie made you feel like that? The Hobbit?
Yeah, I wasn't stoned, though, when I was watching that one. It dawned on me.
Any Pixar movie, even when not stoned, does that.
Yeah.
Like, Pixar is cute and fun and everything, but halfway through, they just fill you with existential dread. Every single one. Yeah.
I mean, Eraserhead is like the typical one for me, where you just get too stoned and you watch it. And
right.
It's like, you know, the
why am I doing this again?
Just cut them up like regular chickens. You know, and he's going like, no, no. That's, I don't know, man. What's your number one? Let us sit on it.
It's a movie called The Hunt.
Okay.
Which I watched on Netflix.
Mads Mikkelsen or whatever his name is?
A film about a falsely accused pedophile.
Great, stoned watching.
I thought it was about a hunt. trying to clear his name.
Yeah.
Gripping story. Incredibly hard to turn off, but you really want to.
Yeah.
When all you want to do is be happy.
Oh, my God.
It just goes downhill. It's just an entire town turning on him slowly. this, like, and you're, he didn't do it. And you just want to go on the screen and be like, well, you've had, spoilers for that movie coming too late here. But honestly, don't watch it because it's too sad. And it's already won all of its awards. But seriously, that is rough stuff, man. The reason I thought of that was that on my way here, the advice show I was hearing, somebody called in and they were like, a girl came over to a sleepover at my place and is accusing me of kissing her and molesting her, told the principal, and now everyone wants to kill me in town, and I didn't do it. I'm like, man, sleepovers, dangerous stuff.
It's too real. It gets too real. That's what happens. You have to stick to, like, Grandma's Boy and Happy Madison Productions. Like,
that sounds
all of that,
nice.
You're just like, stop
mentally
looking at
stimulating
me, Swan,
theater.
You know?
Man, that's Happy Gilmore.
Yeah.
That's good stuff. That's a palate cleanser.
Yeah, you have to watch. Yeah,
this is true.
You spend a good 2 hours with a pedophile witch hunt, and you got to relax with Norm MacDonald throwing pickles at a window. I mean, that's really the best way to decompress.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Yeah. What else is going on in the world today, guys?
Well, I mean,
I got things here. I got other things over here.
I woke up to a long, long Trump article.
Yeah,
and it was getting really real.
Yeah,
like this is happening.
Yeah, about World War III.
He has a real shot.
Hitler. Yeah.
And for good reason. They were like spelling it all out as like it's the perfect storm of us being the voters, American voters, being unhappy with the way the war was handled and the way the money.
He would certainly do it better.
And, and his ability to riff and insult people on the fly and go off script, which really doesn't matter too much.
No. That's a good president.
I feel like there's no way you can be happy with the way a war is handled unless you win, and it takes like
you'd be pretty messed up to think that a war is like, this is going good. This is exactly as I would have hoped.
People, this is what people want. 10 days, the Arab people like us now, and they gave us everything they own, and everything's okay now. And
we're super swell.
Finally, interfering paid off.
It took about half hour. You know,
no
we talked to them.
Whatsoever.
And, that's a good war. Like,
we just went in and talked to them a little bit, and we're just like, hey, man, like, we're sorry.
I could do it better. We're
too.
Is this the Trump voice now?
Nope.
No, I'd like to hear a little more of that.
Well, Trump's easy to do, right?
Is he?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm a winner. You're going to be winning so much.
Yeah,
you're...
but do the Trump voice.
Okay.
Oh, burn.
I'm just trying to bait Stuart.
Yeah. Call in Stuart, 604-UBC-CITR.
What?
Or call in anybody else. In the DMX. They're all coming out now.
Yep.
You think it's a possibility? Like Trump is going to probably going to get elected?
He's going to get a lot of votes.
It's going so much further than I ever thought it would have.
He's the main candidate for the Republicans. Is he yet?
Yeah, you've got Jeb Bush and Ted Cruz in there. Yeah. Both are hateable in their own ways.
Yeah.
Well,
for all the right reasons. I mean, so is Trump.
Yeah.
But it's creepy. Like they did a psychology test. A psychology test.
Yeah, one of those.
Those are good. Okay. Those are always right.
On Ted Cruz's face and how it's like hateable.
Yeah,
like the reason why the angles come together, and they used a German term, a face much in need of a punch. Like there's a German.
There's
word
a
for one that
word term for that
for punchable face.
That's amazing. Oh, Germany's so far ahead of us.
We need we need that word.
We do.
Yeah. Like, why did we get Gesundheit height?
Yeah,
and not that. Do you know how much more times
the worst word?
What a waste of time.
Yeah,
yeah. Well, like we could have. We didn't even take Schadenfreude. Like Gesundheit is really the only one that we're gonna.
Rumspringa.
Rumspringa.
We get into that on the last podcast.
Yeah, that's true. Rumspringa.
That's when Amish people are allowed to do whatever they want.
Yeah, they let them go away, and then if they want to come back to the Amish life, they can. Or if they
oh, that's Rumspringa.
Yeah,
that's like the Amish spring break.
Well, you get it once in your life, and you can go off and experience the evils of the world. Yes.
Yeah,
you can play on a smartphone.
How many of them come back?
None. They're all.
I bet.
It's a real problem. They're thinking of stopping it. Yeah, it's a real big problem.
You got barns to build.
God damn it. Oh, man. I don't know. I think this always happens with the Republican candidates is like people will go, if he gets elected, it's going to be the worst thing ever. Like it happened with, who was that really old guy who ran? John McCain.
Oh yeah,
and McCain, and the last one too, the Mormon guy. I forget his name. I'm very political.
Yeah, clearly. Yeah.
So are you, because neither of you are giving me
the
answer.
No, I'm not cutting in at all.
I'm really just ripping on one article that I read this morning.
Mitt Romney.
About one person.
Yeah. Mitt Romney. People say if he gets elected. And now they're saying it about Trump. But Trump is more believable because he's so radical and crazy. Like, you can kind of believe that all the bad things that.
It's very showboaty, circus-like.
It is, isn't it?
It's kind of like, wow, but we're doing this.
People give him credit, though, because it's always showboaty and circus-like.
Yes.
He's the only one who's doing it openly.
Yeah.
Without some kind of pretense.
He does kind of come across as the guy that's like honesting his way into horrible things.
Yeah, that's true. At least I'm,
you won't be surprised when all of this gets really real. Like when all of it just goes to a head and everyone's like, yeah, no, we expected this from him.
Yeah.
We expected all of these horrible things.
But it's safer this way.
Yeah.
Is it?
This way.
There's honesty
this way
in the hate.
When nuclear war comes, we can all go, yeah, but he said it was
going to
happen.
Coming.
Yeah. So it's okay now. We're all gonna burn
because the walls are one way, right? It's like
it
keeps the people in on the outside, but you're still free.
Yeah, that's right.
That's how it works. Yeah. That's exactly how it works.
Oh my god, if they built a wall.
Well, at least we don't have to pay for it.
That's true.
What if
Mexico
they make Canada pay for it?
Would Mexico pay for Canada's wall? I'm not sure what his plan is.
Yeah, Canada's the real winner here.
Yeah,
because we're two countries away.
Yeah,
and all those. Really good. I don't know what to do, guys.
What's going on with
I'm
you?
I'm terrified of this situation.
You're just upset because they don't let Canadians on Jeopardy anymore. I know your dreams
are disaster.
Crushed.
Well, I mean, I share a namesake.
Do you?
I want to go. I was named after Alex
Trebek.
Yes.
Really?
Is that?
I did not know this.
That is.
Yes.
You're named after Alex Trebek?
Big Jeopardy family.
Mom's a big fan.
Yeah.
Rosemary loves Trebek. Wow.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
What a weird idol to be named after.
I thought that was a joke. Canadians are actually not on the show anymore?
Yeah.
Why not?
Well, I have the article somewhere here. Oh, let me rifle through my thing here. Oh.
Make sure the paper rattling is nice and audible.
This is a...
This just in.
21st century show here. When it comes to appearing on the popular game show Jeopardy, Canadians need not apply.
Uh-huh.
The show's website includes a question in its FAQ section on whether Canadians are eligible to take the contestant test. The website says the show is currently precluded from accepting registration information from Canadian residents. Yeah. It goes on to say the show is evaluating the matter but does not indicate why. So who knows? I don't know. We're not allowed.
Even a good reason.
Even though Ken Jennings was I thought he was Canadian, but actually I'm looking at this right now, and he's from Salt Lake City, so never mind. We can
jettisoned.
All right, never mind.
I don't know my Jeopardy athletes.
Well, Ken Jennings is famous because he won like 3 days in a row.
Hearing about that.
Yeah, he's not Canadian apparently.
Yeah,
never mind.
Gavin, how are you feeling this morning?
It's all right. You know, I was able to emotionally react to so many Facebook things this morning, which is nice. I don't have to like anymore.
I feel like
I can be angry or sad.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like everyone should do the wow face at everything. Like, how is the wow face not sarcastic? Like that.
Well, it's not because I used it a lot and I was genuinely.
Everyone
surprised.
Who's using the wow face.
I got my diploma. What?
Wow. Giant gaping mouth.
Yep.
Wow. I'm just going to put wow on everything, I think.
Already do.
Yeah.
No, I don't. I just look at it and go, shut off Facebook.
That's what you say.
Close my laptop. And
all your reactions that I've gotten to Facebook up to this point, I'm like, oh, he's surprised. He's surprised by everything I do.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's what I get from your Facebook profile.
What are the options? I didn't even know this happened.
Okay, so
really?
What they've done on Facebook, it's the biggest change in 10 years on Facebook.
Oh, okay. Lord.
All right.
So when there's a like button here, right?
Yes.
Oh, look, there. You hold your mouse over it, pops up. You can like it. You can love it, okay? Ha ha. Wow, as I said, which has to be the most
sarcastic.
The
negative ones?
Well, there's sad here.
Yeah.
And angry.
Yeah.
But
which is as close as we're going to get.
It's as close because even though.
You want to keep hate out of there.
You do.
Yeah, because it's angry, but you could be angry about the status as opposed to angry.
Oh,
it's
your
just,
wallet
it's
was
just
stolen.
It's an emotion. It's just, you know, they're not.
Yeah.
There's a direction.
We don't want people to be cyberbullied so efficiently with a bunch
of
thumbs
true.
Down.
Yeah.
Right. Just more efficiently and ironically now. With the
wow,
the trolling
with the wow,
wow,
yeah.
The wow button is a troll face, like it is.
The novelty's gonna run out on that one in about a week.
Oh, it already
has in the faces in general.
Yeah,
Yeah.
Facebook. Everyone's just going to stop using Facebook in a week.
It's too pure. You mess with a perfect system.
Yeah.
This is what MySpace did.
Facebook was the
we're adding your favorite musician. No, everyone come back. Someone's going to go in for the kill.
Yeah.
And it's going to be me.
Yeah, Facebook was the perfect engine, and now they added another smiley face, and it's just critical
mass. It's all going to collapse.
That's too much. It's like a Zen garden. You don't.
That's exactly what.
Don't use a lawnmower.
It's a Zen garden.
We've been raking this for months.
Yeah.
Let's get a new system.
Well, now I have to go back and retroactively like love all of my fiance's posts and like react to all of my other friends' posts because I can't just like it now. I can't just be shallow.
No, you have,
to go back through my entire history and react accordingly to every post.
Just put wow on every. I want to implore everybody
just auto
to
wow.
Just put wow on everything.
I'm going to do it right now.
Start flash wowing everything.
Yeah.
Flash wowing.
Yeah, wow everywhere.
That sounds like a crime. That sounds like a term for
what
a,
I'm through with.
Flash wow.
When this movement is through, they will have stricken the wow button from Facebook.
Yep.
Yeah.
Hashtag flash wow.
You
flash
have that kind of pull, hey?
Yeah, absolutely. My followers.
We're going to break Facebook with wow.
Yeah. I'm going to try this cough button for the first time.
Are you? You're gonna.
I'm gonna lean over.
Yeah, I'd like to see the physics of this. How are you gonna lean over?
Oh, guys, keep it coming.
Yeah,
keep.
No, let's be nice and silent.
What
as
is it?
Alex,
there's a cough button.
Go ahead. That's the preview button.
That's too many buttons
that's
for Alex. Is leaning
of what you're looking at.
Alex is leaning over the control station.
He actually didn't. He coughed and didn't press anything.
Yeah.
And his headphones fell off of his head.
Yeah.
So
that was
experiment complete
on every account.
Well done. It's.
I want to push buttons sometimes too, Alex. But I don't just go willy nilly.
Fantastic.
Well, I hope that was seamless.
Yeah.
Entirely. Nobody noticed a thing.
Yeah. The 30 sniffs you did into the mic in the first 15 minutes. Those, however, went through. That one cough. Nah,
yeah.
That one was spared.
Flawless.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's community radio. There's no sick days. I tried to take
one. That's why you've been gone 5 of the last 6 weeks?
This is true.
Yeah.
I've had gigs.
Is that right?
Early morning gigs.
At 8 in the morning.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. Just cough directly into the mic. Let's get everybody sick around here.
The show coming up next is Community Living.
Yeah. He's early today.
Yeah. Really pushing us
into the
fold.
Yeah, God. Okay, yeah. We
got to keep it rolling, guys.
Yeah,
we
got to go to a break here, my friend.
Oh.
But,
Well, when we come back, let's talk about those little rooms that you
Quick
can live in.
Message from our sponsors.
Those little rooms.
I mean, why would you let me plug the next thing? That's fine.
FunDrive 2016 has started online. The donation page has officially gone live, and it's waiting for you. Head on over to CITR.ca/donate to help us reach our goal of $40,000 to continue growing our local arts and music scenes in our diverse cultures. By donating, you'll receive awesome CITR prizes like notebooks, swag bags, LPs, and on-air shout-outs. It's all starting now.
سلام، روزتون بخیر. My name is Sahan, the president of UBC Persian Club.
And this is Yasaman, the VP admin.
UBC Persian Club is a non-profit student organization with the goal of empowering the Iranian community at UBC by acting as a social hub for Iranian students, bringing together diverse members of the community who have a common interest in Iranian culture, and nurturing and representing the Iranian community in Vancouver.
We have monthly member-exclusive events, Pelon, we screen documentary movies and short films by Iranian directors with English subtitles. Gatherings, a series of casual music gatherings at which students can play different types of instruments, and sports events and game nights.
Our regular events are member exclusive and you will receive 25% discount on our annual events. You can visit us at ubcpc.com or email us through info@ubcpc.com.
Or you can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter.
I'm pumped now.
Yeah.
My morning's
Aren't
ready.
You ready to
oh,
fight
yeah.
some crime?
I'm ready to just bust some druggies in Miami.
But still be funny about it.
Yeah.
Drop some one-liners.
Yeah, exactly.
Amazing. Maybe run?
Yeah.
That's always fun. Why am I rhyming?
I don't know.
We're not sure.
What's this box? There's a window here out into the AMS nest here, and there's a box thing outside the window here. What is that?
Oh, it's affordable housing.
Okay.
For students that want to live in a...
No, that's an interesting way to phrase it.
Yeah.
Well, affordable.
Affordable. That's a very broad term.
Yeah, but keep going.
Yeah. You have some money.
You have some money? Okay.
Hopefully not a lot of stuff.
Okay. Yeah.
No stuff.
It's what, 140 square feet?
So it's a pod.
It's a pod.
It's a tiny little square, and it has a tiny little bathroom and a tiny little kitchen, and then it looks like a desk that might turn into a bed, maybe?
Yeah, it does. It does. Yeah. It folds down. Honestly, I thought this was pretty cool when I first saw the stuff on it.
Well, you're a little guy. I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, no.
You don't need very much space.
No, I don't. I don't. It's true. You gangly freaks would have a hard time getting in there.
I feel claustrophobic even talking about it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. But
and you just dropped an F-bomb.
Did I?
Yeah.
I said freaks.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Alex.
I mean, it is an F-bomb technically, but...
That's a hard F.
Yeah. So it's a small house, 140 square feet. There's a kitchen.
There will be deaths.
It's right.
With this.
I don't know if there's a stove. It's more probably of like a hot plate or something.
Yeah.
If anything.
Yeah.
Maybe
a
microwave.
What's
it's
the
like
worst
a fancy
hot plate injury ever?
Oh god.
You just fall asleep on a hot plate.
Pour boiling Kraft dinner on your arm.
How would
something.
You fall asleep? You would have to like pass out on a drug induced pass out onto
possible.
A hot plate.
Yeah. Well.
That is.
Well, yeah. I mean,
you're not drinking enough.
Yeah.
Actually. You are.
Yeah. So there's a bathroom and a desk that you can pull down like a twin bed. And then across from that is a sink and a kitchen amenities.
Oh.
But guess how much it costs per month?
Yeah.
Do you know, Alex?
I read the thing. $600,
$700? About
$700. That's how much I pay month. For
I know. You can get a basement suite with a friend
with ensuite laundry.
Yeah.
And
paid internet and cable.
And a queen bed.
Ah, yeah. But the location, you're a walk away from this show now.
That's true.
Yeah, this is true.
Someone's renting that one
right now. We actually have more space in this studio.
That's true, yeah.
Than your
with the equipment, yeah.
Yeah.
No, but I don't know. I thought it was a good idea before I heard the price. It's not affordable.
Yeah, you'd think for a few $100.
They're bending people over.
Yeah. I mean, we don't know how much student housing is here already. Maybe that's like, whoa, that's
it's
a
not,
good deal.
It's not. I remember I used to go to SFU, and I lived in residence there, and it's not cheap at all.
I had a pod in SFU. I mean,
a dorm room?
Well, I'd like to know actually how big it was, because it was called a dorm room.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
in the towers there?
These are single, right? You can't live with your girlfriend in there or boyfriend or something.
Well,
you?
Actually,
you'd have to be very close.
It was on a floor, so everything was separate. Anyway,
right.
it was more like
a
little, yeah.
The room with a bed is probably the same size that they've crammed into this square. This cube.
Speaking of, like, well, I feel like they'll just burn through people. Like, we know people will pay for this for 1 year. They're young. That will get that.
I don't know.
Keep
it going. This is a good idea because if it's cheaper than what's out there right now, it's good that they're trying something.
Yeah.
You know. And okay.
And it's a cute little space as long as you don't have more than one change of pants.
I didn't see much storage.
No.
I'll be honest. Yeah. I don't know what they're gonna do about storage, but most students maybe they don't. You know.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know. There's.
You have a lady over.
Sure. If you're so lucky.
Well, there's no. Yeah.
She can sleep on the floor or the desk.
Yeah.
With you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very close.
That's an awkward night.
And show her your Deadpool action figures.
Yeah, exactly. Life is going well for me.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I would clearly be much more comfortable in it than either of you two, as we've pointed out. But I mean,
would I even be long enough for it?
No, I don't think you would be too tall for a twin bed, I feel like.
Oh, twin bed? Yeah, double bed, twin bed,
not
big enough.
No chance.
Yeah.
You need a queen.
This is tailored for
sleep diagonally.
Petite. Students.
Oh, this is breaking my back just thinking about this. I don't like. Well, you know what? We got to get more feedback on that before we really know.
Yeah.
But I saw a great urinal ad today.
Okay.
You know the marketing where it's like, you're already here.
Yeah.
Take a look at this.
Native advertising, it's called. Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes they've got art, which is nice.
I like those. Yeah.
But this was the Join the YVR Summer Ambassador Program.
Yeah.
This is, they want you to work. At the airport,
okay,
in the summer, it's a job. They also want you to make a video, to get involved.
Yeah,
make a 5-minute video.
Yeah,
to get involved to work at the airport.
Yeah,
and then hashtag it. Why can't After applying, it's a three-step process. Is it?
So you apply. So you apply. You're supposed to make a.
It's a graph on the thing.
Okay.
Now I've just woken up. I don't want to work at the airport, but if I did, I would imagine I would just apply to work at the airport, not have to go through other steps.
Well, what's the job? Maybe it's a really cushy job. What does a YVR ambassador do?
Yeah,
that just feels underpaid.
Is that one of those people who go? Hello, bonjour, welcome to Vancouver.
We have the equivalent of Walmart welcomers into our city. Yeah. Is that what this is?
It's actually a new thing at Walmart. You have to make a viral video if you want to apply to be Walmart greeter.
Those people don't know how to use computers.
Oh, well, that's a little bit rude. I mean, they just can't afford them. That's all.
Well, potato, potato.
Yeah, well, I guess.
This is a fact.
Yeah, that's weird. I don't even know really what you're talking about.
I would work very hard to be a Vancouver greeter. And be around the airport all the time.
I just meant the standard for applying for jobs has really changed.
Yeah, that's true.
Yes,
digital resumes.
Mm-hmm.
You need to have at least 10,000 YouTube subscribers.
You do to get any job. Yeah. Even McDonald's. If you're not trending, if you don't have at least one trending video online, you're not even going to flip
a burger. You're nobody.
Yeah.
You can't even.
Why would I even talk to anyone who has less than a million YouTube views?
You can't work the fry later, man.
No, it's you can't. You can't entertain the masses briefly. How can you expect to be food safe?
I mean, Alex has been trying to become viral, right? You've got a little series of Instagram videos that are coming out.
Yeah. So far, so good.
Are you happy with them so far?
Alex.
I think I'd like to watch one of those
B-Ron
maybe right now.
88. Well, let's cycle through some of the recent ones. I'm new to the game.
Yeah, I'm sure you're doing fine.
But it's hard because I'll live my day and then I'll go, man, I should have made that video.
Oh, here we go.
And I'll get regrets.
Yeah, so what's one of the ones that you missed out on? Yeah,
Let's see the ones we do first.
Oh, look at
these.
I like these ones.
Don't get too into there, but those are all videos.
Oh, let's go. Oh.
Oh, let's just watch
this
one.
Let's explore more.
All right. No, yeah.
Yeah, not that. Oh, yeah.
All right.
All right, here we go.
Let's hope this
works.
What
are we doing?
Come on.
What are you seeing here?
I'm seeing Alex's face.
Alex's big face.
Yeah.
This has to work.
This is already boring.
It's already falling apart.
Well, you try to get that going, and I'll say the one that got away.
Yeah.
I was down at the beach, and there was this, guy singing, and he was pretty good busker. Oh, here we go.
Okay, so
Turn that up. Turn that up. You don't want to miss that.
No, I don't. Okay. Wow, great one. So that was you.
One more time.
So let's not play that one again. Let's try this one.
Just having fun. Eating cereal as I go to record the...
Okay, so I mean, maybe you have to work on your timing a little bit.
Yeah, I saw that on Facebook. It infuriated me. I immediately asked, what are you going to record with the cereal?
Just having fun eating cereal as I go to record the...
What, Alex? Yeah, record the what?
Well, I've been seeing a lot of videos, and it seems like a key to humor is just to cut away. Like, you get in there really quick.
You're following the trend.
What are those? And it's like, I don't know.
Oh, that's
how
so funny.
And
let's see this one.
Hey, Maria Bamford. I'm taking meds, and I like you a lot.
Wow.
Why can't you finish a sentence?
Well, there's also a line at the bottom of Instagram, and I thought that you had to finish the video within that line.
Yeah.
Then I just realized it was a recommended line.
Okay.
Okay.
Watch my YVR Ambassadors one.
All right. Well, yeah, that's...
What's this?
I don't know. I wanted to watch it, but no. It's...
Wow, this is really a weird site.
I know. It's.
You made this site. This is your site.
I'm going to do this. Yeah.
Nice. A nice little
Yeah.
Nice.
I'm too good for the live air summer ambassador.
You turned it around on us.
What about the skateboard?
This one? Oh, yeah, that's cool. You like the skateboard.
What are those? Damn, Daniel.
Well, you're really getting on the memes, eh?
Yeah.
Those are great. Those are so funny. I love memes.
He only barely knows the meme. He just kind of muttered, not damn, Daniel.
What are those? Damn, Daniel. And then that's it, yeah.
And then cut out.
Well, good for you. Keep it up, Alex. I want more of these. These are entertaining.
They're some of the worst Instagram videos.
But that's why they're so good, though. It's because they're so genuine and they're so bad.
It gets deep down to the heart of the issue.
You're just trying to have a little fun.
I'm a real guy.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you're trying to eat some cereal and record things.
I'm like the UFC of Instagram. It's as real as it gets.
Oh, okay. I see where you're going with that.
Yeah. No, that's a good tag.
Yeah.
You're
like the backyard juggalo wrestling. Of Instagram. Really bad.
I'm in a cheese grate my face.
Yeah. But also very painful. So.
Yeah. Painful for all.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I want to see more of these. I think they're great. Things.
I'm a developing artist.
Yeah, exactly.
One to watch.
This isn't fair for us to be criticizing you at the beginning of your career.
Where's your Instagram videos?
Exactly.
This is true.
I haven't had the heart to make them.
Your short, nonsensical Instagram videos will stand out amongst the crowd.
How about a round of applause for me? Gavin knows to put those
I'm holding
heads together.
He's boycotting
I'm
the applause.
I'm holding a cup. I didn't. I
mean, we have a large table.
Yeah. One of the easiest things to do on Earth is put a cup down and
it is.
Clap. But
it is. But I can't even give it that. I'm too honest, Alex.
I've been talking about my penile shrinkage on stage.
Have you?
And it's...
Is it going well?
Well, I stopped taking the stuff that was causing causing it.
When you say going well, do you mean, like, is it shrinking more or has it
stopped
shrinking?
I'm more talking about the... neither. I'm talking about the laughs he's getting. If his penis is being mocked.
I mean,
laughed at on
stage. Yeah, I've only gone into it twice. So far, good reaction.
That's good.
It's a weird thing to talk about.
You should flop it around in an Instagram video.
Oh, yeah.
That would go viral.
That would go
very
well.
Yeah, Finasteride, shout out to that.
Right.
Thanks, Merck Industries.
Yeah. Merck Industries.
Merck.
I mean, that's probably one of the worst, most untrustworthy names.
That's what you do to noobs.
Yeah.
Online.
Absolutely. That's what you do in rap battle forums.
Oh.
Merck and fools.
I'm a Mark.
Yeah, you really are. You got a new doctor, though, right? You've switched doctors since.
Well, I went in there to confront her about it, and she had a sick day. That's never good.
Oh, she saw you coming.
She's lawyering up.
Yeah.
Dude, I gave those pills is coming back.
And they were like, listen, this is psychological.
Did you come in? You were like, I need to talk to somebody about this. Look at this. I have shrinkage. And they're like, oh, geez, sir. Calm it down, all right?
That is
significant. I got files back here. What are those doctor's office clerks doing? There's a lot of files behind
them.
I will say,
I got in faster than I ever have yesterday.
Really?
Did you tell them that it was because of penile shrinkage? Is that...
I wrote
through?
Side effects on
side
the note.
Effects.
That was my reason for visit.
You wrote them a note?
Well, you have to
write.
Oh,
you have to sign in with something. Oh, right,
two reasons a visit. I got a reason for you.
Yeah, let me tell you something, lady. I got penile shrinkage.
I'm trying to follow in the footsteps of Terry Crews. He came clean about his pornography addiction.
Addiction.
And I'm coming clean about... I don't know why I'm saying this, but
yeah,
you're putting it out there.
What was the medication you were taking for that the side effects were penile shrinkage? I imagine
you think death. You would think that would be a risk. No, it was for hair loss.
Hair loss.
Yeah. That's the only real reason why it's like.
But you'd really needed them, I mean.
Well, don't know.
You don't need them. You're fine. You got a good tuft up there.
It's not like
it.
I'm a model.
No.
I don't need my
absolutely
face.
Absolutely not.
No.
Yeah.
You need hair and not the penile.
I yell on stage for no money, and we do college radio.
Yes.
Yeah.
At this point, the penile should be your top priority, and it is, so good for you.
That's all I have to.
That's all
I have going for
Yeah, I know. Exactly. That's all any of us really
radio.
Have.
What?
I would call it university radio.
Yeah, that's true. I mean,
did I say college radio?
You did.
Smack my wrist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We shall.
You deserve that.
My hand's holding a cup.
Splash hot coffee in my face.
I would if we were allowed liquids in this room, which, you know, we're
which
not.
Which you don't
none
have.
None of us have.
There's no coffee
no,
in here,
no,
right?
Nothing. Nothing.
I was
of
not
the
drinking
sort.
Tea in her. Here, in her. Yeah. I became Chingy. I became Chingy for a second. What happened? I'm turning into Chingy. I'm a were Chingy. No, it's fine. Whatever. God. Yeah, what were we trying to segue into there? Porn addiction with Terry Crews.
Oh, yeah.
Did you see
it? Yeah, we're
two
late days late to the party, but...
whatever.
I mean...
It's once a week we come in
He
here.
Had the problem for, like, 7 years, so...
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Surely we can talk about it.
And, I mean, it's a serious addiction. I'm not trying to downplay it at all.
Mm-hmm.
But of
Let's
the addictions that you can have, like, sitting in front of a computer for 2 hours... Edging and pulling on your dick is, I mean, there's worse.
So I'm very familiar with this addiction. Oh. I didn't know you would have to edge for that long.
It's a classy.
Well, that's what edging is.
I mean, it's a glamorous addiction to have because you get to go to rehab and go, yeah, you know, I had a dirty little secret.
Yeah.
It's refreshing in a way, I think, for the everyman to see someone like as jacked and beautiful as Terry Crews be like, yeah, I have a porn addiction. It's like, oh, it's okay then.
Well, no wonder his forearms are so beefy. You know what I mean? Like, he's
exactly
his routine is like a good 5 hours.
Yeah.
God damn, dude.
Sometimes when you come back from the gym, you've got extra energy.
Yeah, that's true. You got to work it out. No, but I watched some of his videos, and he's very genuine and nice. Like, he seems very, like, you know, supportive and like, hey, guys, I'm just, you know, anybody out there with problems? You know, it's nice.
Everything he says is on point.
Yeah.
About seeing people as objects and not being able to relate to people. And it's probably a good idea.
Yeah.
To not watch, to the minimum amount of porn, if you're going to watch porn.
Yeah.
Would be,
What's your minimum amount?
Yeah, what's that?
I won't say I never watch it, but very rarely.
Okay.
Very rarely. Because I go crazy. Like,
yeah.
You've called me on the podcast sexually obsessed.
Have I?
Yeah. I mean, well, you've seen...
That seems reasonable.
My last relationship...
Yeah.
I'm a relationship guy, you know?
Yeah,
I'm
happy in a relationship. Man, yeah.
And then even if I think, like, I'd rather be single, I get out, and then I'm less happy. And watching porn, it only moves you in the other direction. You can't enjoy having a normal interaction with somebody because you're just watching, like, unrealistic, cold stuff.
Yeah, it's not. It has no place in reality. In way, and it's...
But, you know, am I never going to watch porn again?
No.
I'd never say that.
No. I mean, okay, if you're watching it, like, in an addictions mindset, which is, like, hours a day, right?
Yes.
That's got to leak into your consciousness somehow and change your perception, right?
Totally.
But if you're just a dude who's there to, you know, have a quick one-on-one with his, you know,
a good 45 minutes a day,
you know, then, you know, it's okay.
I haven't slept with my wife in 6 years.
Yeah, okay, you might have a problem, but, you know, if you're just you and Fila, you know, black, you know, ankle cut Fila are having a little date in the corner for a minute or two.
Who are we talking about here?
I don't know. Nobody I know.
Is that a sock brand?
You got a
sock brand joke?
You got it, buddy.
Ah, right on.
All right, Gavin's keeping up
I'm
here.
I'm on board. He cleans with a sock.
There we go.
It's Vancouver, right? That's Vancouver, comma right, ? Get it? It's your favorite comedy entertainment news and personal story-based radio talk show.
Does that mean you have listeners?
Every Thursday morning from 8 to 9. That's every Thursday at 8 to 9 a.m. Hosted by top-tier Canadian entertainers, Alex Biron.
Visualize, if you will.
Okay.
A mountain.
Okay.
And...
Oh, I got a great inspiration right now.
Yeah.
I'm talking about his nose.
And Simon Armstrong.
I make all the contributions to the show. We're also, like, incredibly awkward and uncomfortable. So when we try I'll speak for both of us.
I don't
make some funny happen, funny man.
Dude, I can't remember what I was gonna say.
It's a show about intellectual conversation.
Hold my bat, though.
Friendship.
So what are you sweeping up after?
Can you stop?
Two of Vancouver's most intellectually stable men tell it like it is.
Alex is a hoarder of attention. How damaged is your heart?
The fans are raving about Vancouverite.
I don't really like it.
No.
But anyway, I was sitting in the bath.
It's a new way to make single people feel lonely.
So make sure every Thursday morning at 8... you wake up with Vancouverite on CITR 101.9.
Okay, have another drink.
CITR's annual fun drive is kicking off with a party at the Pit Pub in the Nest on February 25th at 6 p.m. There will be performances by Peach Pit, Melt, and Strumpets, and a raffle for rad prizes donated by AMS Events, Varsity Outdoor Club, and more. It's 19+, and tickets are available at the door for $5 or $3 with CITR membership. All proceeds go to FunDrive to help support your campus radio station.
Welcome back. How you doing out there?
I hate that voice.
Why?
It's so cheesy.
It's so cheesy. What do you mean? This is my regular voice.
What are you listening to here?
It's a little Final Fantasy VI Slam Shuffle.
Let's let that play for a second. Turn that up. How you guys doing for energy right now? How you guys doing for energy right now? How you feeling?
I feel pretty good. I mean, you know, I've been sick, actually, and I had a little cup of Neo Citron last night. Mm. Still didn't go to bed till 1, so now I'm tired and, you know, still have a weird Neo Citron hang
sort
thing
of
going
buzz,
on.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm sick, so it really was a terrible
It didn't help at all.
No. The opposite of help.
Well, thanks for coming in.
Yeah,
you guys drink
Do you guys drink Gavin?
Gavin.
Yeah.
I drink Gavin. Yeah.
Let's have another go with that.
From concentrate.
Stevia. I like stevia.
You guys drink energy drinks?
No.
I do on occasion.
You do?
Yeah.
What's your brand?
Nos is mas aus.
Nos is mas aus. Okay. All right. I like that. Yeah. It really into Nos.
I wouldn't have thought you were a Nos guy.
What is that, like orange juice or something?
It's not. No energy drink is like any fruit thing. You can't compare it to any sort of juice.
Yeah. I think maybe it's just the bottle that looked like orange, and I was just assumed it was.
It's just tart and yellow and poisonous.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
And so it does actually look sort of like orange juice.
No, oh no, not at
nothing,
all.
Nothing.
No,
like
not
at all.
Like that.
Okay,
like plutonium.
What's
kind
it
of
taste like?
It's sweet. It's basically just sweet, and it has weird tingle that it's gross. It's gross to pretty much everybody. But I just it's my jam. I have to do it. It's amazing. I don't do it as much now because I only recently started drinking coffee. So I'm still in my caffeination experimental ages. I'm very young in caffeine use.
Yeah, I remember you saying that.
Yeah.
It's strange.
But on the strain of energy drinks, I was reading McLean's magazine that just recently came out. I think it was last month or something. And like 3 pages in, it had this like 2-full-page article about like energy drinks. Are they bad for your kids? And so, well, yes,
no
they
kidding.
Are. Do we need to investigate this at all?
Yeah.
Well, we've actually done research and shown that a little extra boost
is good for your kids' attention.
In moderation. You know, if it's safe to drink 1/8 of the bottle.
Yeah.
And that should
eighth.
Be. 1/8. Yeah. The numbers on the back are for 1/3.
Yeah.
So
is that right? Yeah.
It turns out a 0.5 liter of soda packed with caffeine and like apparently like guarana and all those other things it lists as like natural stimulants, those are just other sources of caffeine. It's a way for them to say there's less milligrams of caffeine in a drink below like the heart attack level.
Like Alex said, they have to put do not consume more than one of these a day or something.
Oh no, they don't even
do that for alcohol in
Wink.
Canada. Yeah, like they don't even do that for alcoholic beverages.
Yeah,
in Canada,
exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, do not mix with liquor.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that was another thing. They actually mentioned the thing that it's like another part of energy drinks that's bad for young people is they'll mix it with alcohol. I'm like, we're talking about teenagers.
Are you
here.
Bringing life into the world? Don't drink energy drinks, but as soon as they're born.
Yeah. Oh, you're going to need
a
vodka Red Bull right away.
Yeah.
Stat.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to have Jager bombs like every time I get woken up by a crying baby. It's just going to be Jager bomb by my bed.
On Wikipedia, Red Bull's flavor is described as a berry medley.
That is a lie. That
have
is
you ever had the syrup, like the original Red Bull?
I had it in Berlin.
What?
Yeah, isn't that weird?
Syrup?
Yeah, like before they came out with the carbonated North American version.
Oh,
it
man.
Was like in it was it's in a like shot. A it was in like a Robitussin-esque bottle.
It's like 5-hour energy size.
Yeah, but it's syrupy.
Oh wow!
It tastes just like Red Bull, but.
I love in Europe, like, they don't care at all when they name energy drinks, and they're probably not. I remember I was in Czech Republic when me and Shane were backpacking, and I found an energy drink that was, it was a black skinny can like Red Bull, but it just said cocaine on it, like, just straight up cocaine, and I had to try it, and it was the most uncomfortable I've ever been in my life. Like, the caffeine content in that was off the chain. It was at the point where, like, we're sitting on a train afterwards, and I'm just sitting staring straight ahead, like, not moving at all, and she's, like, trying to show me a map, so I'm like, don't touch me,
You were actually moving so fast, it appeared like you were sitting
still. Yeah, exactly. I was getting so much done.
Incredible.
It was overtime.
Don't buy the energy drinks in Bolivia. I mean, that's probably a good idea, like good place to start. Like, whatever you were.
In Czech Republic,
Bulgaria. Whatever it was. Yeah.
Don't trust energy drinks that are just named after drugs.
No. Yeah.
That's probably not a good thing.
You trusted none of the warning signs.
Yeah. Oh, do you guys remember? In the States, there was an energy drink that came out for a little while, and it was called Speed. I can't remember what it was called, Speed or something, and it was sold in powder form. And it came on, like, it even came on, like, a little mirror and everything. Like, it wasn't subtle at all. And it was
on a mirror?
Yeah, it was like a drug parody sort of deal. And you're supposed to scrape it into water. And
no, I had no idea.
Yeah, it didn't last very long because, understandably, some parents were upset.
People were snorting it, probably.
Yeah, almost certainly they were. Like powdered alcohol, which is now available.
What?
Yeah, that's another thing. That was another thing that came out like last year in the States.
My
like
God.
Dried, yeah, powdered alcohol. Like powdered, they somehow managed to get the alcohol content into a powdered form that you would mix with water.
Oh, that okay. seems like an awful idea.
The best idea.
How quickly can we get Simon some of that?
Yeah,
yeah, I mean,
we gotta
absolutely.
Get it. And then he could sneak it into like music fest.
I'll
and
just
stuff.
Eat the package.
Yeah,
paper and all. I don't care.
You make Ichiban noodles. Yeah. I'm getting my food and my liquor.
There you
exactly.
go.
Oh, yeah. That'd be delicious. Like strawberry margarita Ichiban. Amazing.
Ichiban.
But there are people that, because it was in a powder form, because people are stupid, they would snort it. You know, like, yeah. Because that's what they saw.
Well, it comes
in Pulp
on
Fiction.
A mirror. And
yeah.
Know. Yeah, they ended up like Mia Wallace with the. Yeah. They're getting.
Well, like, yeah. The guys that made the powdered alcohol had to put out a little PSA and be like, hey, guys, like, this isn't necessarily harmful, but you're losing a lot of, like, it's way more effective just to drink it, because
yeah.
like you're getting nothing out of
yeah but it's
it.
Way cooler
yeah, yeah,
to
exactly.
do it this way, man.
It's like cocaine that I saw in the movies.
Oh,
we're
no.
like Scarface right now with our powdered strawberry daiquiris.
Yeah, for God's sake. I don't know man. The I remember Jolt Cola, like that
Ooh.
Was when I was like 13.
The big battery
short,
can
get some Jolt. Get some Jolt. No, man, that was like, that's been around for a long time.
Yeah.
I don't know
really?
if it's gone
around.
Now, but yeah, is it? Yeah.
I've seen it like those random side
that was,
convenience stores that have weird brands
yeah.
of things, like the only place you can find vanilla Coke and stuff.
Yeah.
They'll usually have that liter can of Jolt Cola that looks like a battery.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, that was around before Red Bull was.
Yeah.
And I remember like people were like, you gotta get Jolt Cola, man. Like,
yeah.
It gets you crazy. Like when you're like 14, you know?
Yeah.
Hey, man, I bought Kirby's Adventure.
No,
at a Pepsi Max.
Oh, damn, son.
Oh, we're going to go to Oak Ridge.
That's a weekend.
Getting live tonight.
And we're going to do. Oh, my mom took it.
Oh,
yeah.
Well,
oh man.
We'll just,
that's all right.
Well,
man.
How, why would she take it from you? Back then, that was before McLean's was letting parents know that energy
true,
drinks
nobody,
might be bad for kids, especially
knew.
In the 1 liter servings that Jolt Cola came in.
Sorry to segue into this quickly, but we just don't have a ton of time, and I wanted to cover this.
Yeah,
I'm moving in with Jamie.
Yeah.
Next week.
Yeah.
And dude, he is so funny. He calls me from the apartment and he's like, I'm like, you never call me just to talk. You're lonely.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, man, it's really cold here. he's always lived at home in this mansion.
Yeah.
And he's like, I got some like things to talk about here that like, I'm like, oh, well, there must be something really wrong with
yeah,
this place.
What's going
he's
on?
Like, there's no microwave. I think, and there's no dishwasher either. I'm like, yeah, that's pretty typical for
yeah.
basement suite.
Uh-huh.
And then he's like, and you can hear people when they walk upstairs sometimes. And yeah, there's no TV yet. Are you bringing the TV? Because I have Firewatch.
He's just
but we can't
there
play it.
Alone.
Can you move in earlier?
Yeah.
I'm like, no, man, I'm going to milk my place as long as possible. So you just got to make it to Oscars night.
Yeah, dude.
Ooh.
And then you guys going to come to my party after Oscars night? It's not really a party. I'll be making nachos, though.
Oh, you're making nachos after the Oscars?
Well, I don't have cable, so
that
we'll
sounds
just
VIP.
Be sitting in my apartment.
Eating nachos, looking up the
you
results
online.
You guys
are equally lonely and
yeah.
separate from each
I
other.
I like how you guys haven't confirmed cold. To come. You're kind of skirting the question.
I would love
well,
to come
to
and
work
eat.
Till 8, but we'll see. And
I would
it's
love
also
to eat after Oscar nachos.
We'll see is never good. Okay, well.
Maybe.
You know.
Celebrity
I mean, you
delicious.
Sold it really well.
Yeah.
I mean, sounds like a roaring good time.
It does. It sounds like
making
you have so
nachos.
Many good amenities.
Yeah, oh, alone.
My biggest fear is that like one person is going to show up and
okay.
just think that I'm about to murder them.
And in my opinion, that's probably the best case scenario.
Yeah, like a Craigslist thing gone bad.
Glad if one person shows up.
Yeah, I can just take care of them. And, yeah.
and hey, want some nachos, dog? Okay, man.
They're in the oven.
Yeah. Did you see the Oscars? I didn't.
Yeah.
I don't even have a table.
All right, coming up next, we got Community Living Show. And, of course, we're going to be back here every Thursday, 8 a.m. Gavin, you got anything coming up?
Not in the next week or so, but you can always like my Facebook page, Gavin Clarkson Comedy. It's where I keep the majority of my funnies when I'm paying attention to it, so check that out.
Yeah.
And that's all I got.
All right, and like I said earlier, you can always check us out on iTunes, Vancouver, right? Question mark. We have tons of episodes, tons, uncensored. And you can find the archive of this show.
I love this show. What?
The place to go on elegance.
That's you, Lalin, so lovely, you will pull some bars, eh?
Place to go on elegance.
So lovely, you will pull some bars, eh?
How? Yeah. Bobby. Bobby. Uh-huh.
So fuck the details, straight to retail. I mix and match pizza straight to retail. So Sulalin said us the US is supposed. Sulalin said us the US is supposed. I pick my Canada arms in my Canada grab. I say the grasp in my grab. Peel the shit on the top side. I coast the Canada arm and beat Dolly Dolly's espouse. Kicking my dick to the mon espouse. Sober pulse, it pulse, Dr. Espouse. So used to go. So man, so fuck the details, straight to retail. Sing along, sing and dance, take a chance. Laid back, sing my slams. Talk on my suburb, that's the last chance for romance. Stick around, clown around, I'm a band, mush your bone. I bet my teeth be swinging stone. Prove again, the lost and found. Shitting crush, Uncle Sam, new bitch, come west the slams. Pins, drives, baby wives. We the guard, yeah, we the mag. I spit, yeah, mosh the good. Shoot and feet next to low. Oaken road, on the road. Bring it back, I'm coming home. Bring it back, I'm coming home. Bring it back, I'm coming home.
Je vais l'attaquer puis le roule bottin. Tu sais parle avec le singe, je l'homme. Moi je suis là que je t'écoute t'apprendre à SM. Ça c'est que c'est dur à comprendre, puis moi je suis dur à comprendre. La compagnie est rare, au moins on peut s'entendre. Faut check à faire sur le monde, check à faire le savant. Check à faire le monde, check à faire, je le comprends. Sur la lune ou sur la terre, mais bizarre. On peut se rencontrer le soir, regarder l'univers. Voilà, c'est next door, et dis direct next door. Là, mais tout le temps plus, je vote quand tu laisses next door. J'ai move in, j'ai move out, j'ai shake it all about. Moi je suis déjà back. À la plage et ta gomme, mâche à corps à clarion, avec un corps de tarion. Mâche, je suis pas gonna la lune, je suis déjà dedans, puis je suis bon.
Da 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 da